Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Okay, my friends, we're studying the discourse of Ata Tetzaveh, and this would be installment number two, part two, which begins from paragraph four, Dalid, of the discourse. V'hine habiyur b'posik, v'ata tetzaveh, the explanation in the opening verse, the verse, and you, Moshe, shall command, bo comes, behamaimer, in the discourse, behemshach, as an outgrowth, as a flow, lehamavuir, to that which is explained, betchilas hamaimer, in the beginning of the discourse. The Pedish, that the meaning of the Kibel HaYehudim Eis Asher Echelu Lases, what is the meaning of the verse in the Megillah upon which the previous Rebbe's Maimer of 1927 is based? The Jewish people accepted that which they began to do. Who, the meaning is Shekiblu Mashah Echelu BeHazman de Matan Torah, that they received, accepted once again that which they began to already take upon themselves at the time of the giving of the Torah. And here the explanation at a simple level is when the Jewish people were all standing together at Mount Sinai, the Jewish people said, Na'ase v'nishma, we will do and we will understand. They accepted upon themselves the giving of the Torah to perform and to study Torah and mitzvahs. This reiteration of acceptance at the time of the Purim story is a secondary declaration of acceptance. That's from the simple perspective. The matan Torah, at the time of the giving of the Torah, hoiso, there was ha-haskola, the beginning of the acceptance. Hechelu lasos, they began to do. Ubimei Achashverosh, and during the times of Achashverosh, Bizman Gzeiras Haman, at the time of the decree of Haman, Hoysa HaKabbalah, the acceptance took place. V'kibal HaYehudim, the Jewish people, accepted once again the Torah and mitzvahs upon them. Now, just to look at this for a moment, there's an interesting teaching. Our sages say that at the time that the Torah was being given at Mount Sinai, Kofo Alehem Har Kigigis, that God held a mountain, God uprooted a mountain, held it over the heads of the Jewish people, like a barrel, like a flask, and said, listen, my dear Jews, if you accept the Torah upon you, have a wonderful day. If you don't, I'll drop the mountain on your heads. And that could ruin your whole day? So the Jewish people said, no, don't drop the mountain. We accept the Torah upon us. And that is the declaration of the Jewish people at the time of the giving of the Torah. That is a strange story. Why would God hold a mountain over their heads and threaten them to accept the Torah? Well, one of the insights, and the insight that I prefer, is the mountain, whether it was literal or not, is really symbolic. God overwhelmed the Jewish people. There was so much revelation. There was so much godliness. It all looked so good. There was no choice. They were overwhelmed with the light of this experience. It was almost like a mountain of goodness was being held over them. It was too good to reject. That's the meaning of Kofa Aleim Har Kigigis. The experience was like a mountain of greatness to them. They were overwhelmed with its good. So they accepted. However, it was much later, during the Purim story, at the darkest moments of the decree of Haman, when Haman was successful in getting Achashverosh to issue a decree to annihilate every man, woman, and child of the Jewish faith, then, at tough times, in tough times, in the most difficult moment, the Jewish people said, and we still declare that we're with Torah. That's a real acceptance. To accept Torah when everything looks rosy is easy. To accept Torah and mitzvahs when everything looks terrible, that is a real acceptance. And that is the significance of what the verse says, V'kibel ha-Yehudim eis asher echelu la'aseis. The Jewish people accepted upon themselves that which they already began to do when, at the giving of the Torah, they accepted it, but they were overwhelmed with the goodness and glory of Torah. Here they accepted it, despite the fact that it didn't look too appealing. Why? Because through studying Torah and performing mitzvahs, you can get yourself killed under Haman's decree. Yet, they said, we don't care. We're in the program. That was what was so beautiful about this. And let's bear in mind, as I explained extensively in part one, that all of this is being recited in Moscow, Purim Katan, the first minor Purim, 1927, in the dark days of communist rule, with spies of the KGB in the room. Says the previous Rebbe, at the darkest times, we need to accept upon ourselves the obligation and privileges of Torah and mitzvahs. Yes, these are dark times. Yes, people are being sent to exile in Siberian communities left and right for what they're doing. But still, like the Purim story, when we're squeezed, we give out our best. That's the theme of this whole flow. This would be similar to the teaching of our sages, Zichreinim Lebracha, may their memory be blessed, Allah posik on the verse, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, that the Jewish people established and accepted. Kimu ma'ashe kiblu kfar, they established, they reiterated that which they had already accepted. The fact that they made that bold declaration, we will do, and we will understand, and the deed preceded the understanding. That was only the beginning of the acceptance. In the dark days of the Achashverosh, Purim story, Kimu, they established, they solidified Mashikiblu, that which they had earlier accepted. And he points out as a fine point in the discourse, Shalachir, at first glance, Hudvar Pella, this seems to be an astonishing fact. At the time of the giving of the Torah, the Jewish people found themselves at the height of spirituality. And the level of divine revelation was at the highest possible level. Now we go into the brackets. The Neisib Loza, in addition to the fact, Shagam Kaida Matan Torah, that even before the giving of the Torah, I'm just going to have a sip of tea, upon which I said a blessing earlier, L'chaim. In addition to the fact that before the giving of the Torah, Hayu Giluyim Nailim B'Yaser, there were incredible revelations. Hagilu Shahaya B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, the revelation that was at the time of the Exodus of Egypt, to Befrat, most especially B'Kriyas Yamsuf, at the splitting of the sea. Hine Hagilu Shahaya B'Shas Matan Torah, Hayu Gilu Naila Eid Yaser, the revelation at the giving of the Torah was a much greater revelation. It was the height, the epitome, the zenith of revelation. So that's when they accepted the Torah, first time around, was at the height of divine revelation, at the height of loftiness of spirituality. Ubimei Achashverosh, conversely, by contrast, during the days of Achashverosh, Hayu Yisrael, the Jewish people found themselves, Bitachlis Hayurida, at the ultimate level of spiritual descent. The Neisip Lahelem Bahesta Shebechol Golas, in addition to the concealment which prevails, which takes place in every state of exile, parenthesis, the Chol, or brackets, the Chol Golas, every state of exile, who Bedugmas Golas Mitzrayim mirrors the exile of Egypt, or Kamesha Begolas Mitzrayim, just as with regard to the exile of Egypt. Ksiv, the verse says that the Jewish people, when Moshe came and said, I'm taking you out of here, says the verse, below Shomuel Moshe, they couldn't even hear Moshe's optimistic declaration. Mikaitse ruach, due to shortness of breath, umeavei derkosha, and hard labor. They were so overwhelmed with persecution and with suffering, they couldn't even take in Moshe's words, and they rejected it. Al derech zeh ubechol golus, this existence also is parallel, also exists in every exile. Sheyeshnam kama nisyenis b'kiyam ha-Torah mitzvos. There are many trials and tribulations, many tests, and many challenges in the fulfillment of Torah and commandment and mitzvahs. And again, the previous Rebbe is talking 1927, when the challenges were greatest in the former Soviet Union with all the persecution. Hinei oz then, bisman gzeira soman, at the time of the decree of Haman, hoya ahelem b'hester ed yeser. The concealment was even greater. The afal pikein, and nevertheless, bisman matan Torah, at the time of the giving of the Torah, k'sho Yisrael b'tachlis ha'ili, when the Jewish people were at the epitome of elevation of spiritual energy, we're told that that was the beginning of their acceptance. They only began to do, at the time of the decree of Haman, which was the low point of the Jewish people. When the Jewish people were at the lowest of the lowest of all levels, Oz Dapka, necessarily then, Kiblu, they accepted, they declared their acceptance, Mashiachelu, that which they began at the giving of the Torah. On the Vayir Bazan, he explains this in the discourse, the Bizman Agzeda, at the time of the decree, Hayakiyam HaTorah U'Mitzvahs, fulfillment of Torah, and its commandments were, and the fulfillment of Torah, and the fulfillment of Torah commandments were, Shalohem of the Jewish people, Mesidas Nefesh, in a state of self-sacrifice, brackets, Kimavur B'Teira Er, as the Alter Rebbe, Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, explains in his famous discourse in Torah Or, and this is a key to this whole teaching, Shebeim Hayu Mimirim Dosam, that had the Jewish people in the Purim story agreed to abandon their religion, to convert and join the religions of the Persian Medeans, Lo Hayu Esim Lahem Klum, they would not have touched them. They could have escaped the death sentence placed upon them simply by converting. Ki hagzeira hoyso rak ala Yehudim. How? We don't find that this is a story of religious persecution. The answer is because the decree technically only applied to Jews. And if a Jew would, God forbid, make a declaration, I'm not a Jew anymore, then he would be able to escape it. The Apal became nevertheless, the amazing factor is that not one Jew even thought about abandoning the Jewish people at that time, despite the fact they could have walked away and lived. Again, this is based upon the Alter Rebbe's teaching in Torah Or, based upon the teachings of Megillas Esther. Hoy Elohem Misiras Nefesh Gam Alkiyam Atero Mitzvah. They also had self-sacrifice to fulfill Torah teachings and mitzvahs. The odd to the extent where one of the things that were illegal in the time of the Purim story, it was illegal to gather together publicly and study Torah, yet in defiance, Shehikilu Kihilais Barabim, they gathered together people publicly, Lil Meitera, to study Torah b'Mesiras Nefesh, literally with self-sacrifice, which again was the condition in 1927. How many of the emissaries of the previous Rebbe were exiled because they gathered people together to study Torah? It was illegal in communist Russia. Whether it was illegal or not, there's a debate. But they certainly treated it as it was illegal. And people were shot and killed because of it. The previous Rebbe is known to have remarked that one of the most difficult moments of his life was when he found out that one of his emissaries were sent to Siberia, and he had no choice but the next day to send the next emissary. He says this was a trying moment, but he couldn't back down. This is the theme we're talking about here. The fact that Mordechai gathered together 22,000 Jewish children. That's a lot of children. 22,000 Jewish children, and they studied Torah. And then Haman came, and Mordechai said to the children, "Run! Run for your lives! Haman is coming!" And the children said, "Itcha onu ben lechayim ben lemoves." We are with you for life and for death. That is the self-sacrifice. In the Purim story, that is the self-sacrifice of the previous Rebbe and his disciples in the 1927 story. Mizehu, and this is the mean, I'm sorry. Who awakened the self-sacrifice was through Mordechai, as the Megillah refers to him as Mordechai the Yehudi. What does Yehudi mean? He who proudly declares his belief in God. Because as the previous Rebbe explained in a famous talk, in the Purim story there were a group of political Jews called Ivrim. We're not religious Jews. We're not godly Jews. We're not involved in all of this ritual. They were not persecuted by Haman. Mordechai was a Yehudi declaring his faith and trust in God. And as we explained in part one, Mordechai was who? Moshe Shebedoro, the Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moses of his generation. In every generation, we learned in part one, there is a Moses. In every generation, there is the outgrowth, there is the flow, there is the spark of Moshe, which encloses itself in many leaders, and especially in one leader. That was Mordechai. This, then, is the significance of the Jewish people accepted upon themselves that which they began to do. At the time of the giving of the Torah, that was only the beginning of Isman Gzeiras Haman, but at the time of the Haman decree, those difficult moments, Hoysa HaKabbalah, there was the acceptance. Ki Al Yedei Shehoya Lahem Oz, through the fact that they embodied at that time Mesiras Nefesh, true self-sacrifice, Bipoel, literally, Al Teira Umitzvahs, they were literally prepared to give their lives away. They could have abandoned Judaism, but they chose not to. Nis'alu, they were elevated, b'inyazen, this factor, l'madrega nihilis yeser, to a much higher level, mikamesha hayu b'zman matan Torah, than they were at the time of the giving of the Torah. The time of the giving of the Torah may have been a spiritually delightful moment, but the Jewish people did not internally, step by step, attain and achieve that moment. Therefore, in the Purim story, when they themselves did it with sacrifice, they were at a much higher level because it was an internalization of this ascent. Therefore, Ozdavka necessarily then, so there was a Kabbalah, the acceptance of the Kibbalah Yehudim that the Jewish people accepted. Now, he adds, at first glance, it would appear, Yeshleimah, that we can also add, Shahat, whenever it says this expression of Lechore Yeshleimah, this is a contribution of the Rebbe himself. Shahat Pirush, that the meaning of Chosis Lamoyer, or Chosis Lamoyer, that the olives were crushed in order to bring about illumination. Shalyadei Chosis, through the fact that in life we go through a crushing. Nishbar, Venitka, were broken and were crushed. How do you get oil, olive oil, out of an olive? You break it and crush it. How do you get the best out of a person during the most difficult moments? Magiyim lahamayir, you reach the level of luminary illumination. Hubir al-Zed, this is an explanation. the fact that at the most difficult times, the Jewish people did their very best. Shebizman Hagzeda Dafka, necessarily at the time of this decree, Bol Mesiras Nefesh, they came to a high level of self-sacrifice, at a much higher level. Purim, the Jewish people attained and achieved a much higher level of self-sacrifice than ever before. Because the ability to literally be prepared to sacrifice one's life is rooted in the essence of the soul, which is at a much higher level than the revelation of the soul. Mo'er, that's the luminary rather than the illumination. Shemimenu nimtzo ho'er, the source of the illumination. Vayidei shehayu oz b'matzav, because of the fact that the Jewish people found themselves at that time in a state of kosis, of broken, nishbar v'nitka, beaten and crushed, broken and crushed, nizgala etzam aneshama, the essence soul was revealed, mo'er, luminary. Aval, however, mehemshech v'seder v'nyonim b'hamayim, from the flow and the order of events in this discourse, sha'apirish b'chosis la'mo'er, that the explanation in these words, of these words, bo comes, li'achri ho'in d'rayim mehemne, after the idea, where he explains that Moshe, and the Moshe of every generation, is referred to as the faithful shepherd, and the shepherd of faith. Mashma, it indicates, it appears to suggest, the inyan kosis lamoyer, that the idea of crushed and broken, like olives, for the purpose of the luminary shayach gam lozeh, shemesh zonim afarnesas amuna, it also is connected not only to the shepherd, but also to the sheep, to the ones within whom Moshe is sustaining and feeding the faith. Shetia bipnimis, allowing it to be internalized. Chapter 5, Yesh Levaya, we can explain Zeh, this whole idea, al pi ayodua, based upon that which is known, well known. Zeh she Yisrael ma'aminim belekus b'emuna pshuta, the fact that the Jewish people believe in God and godliness with a simple faith. Faith is innate within a Jew. Ve'ein tzrichim b'rayas al zeh, and do not need proof. You ask the simplest of Jews, do you believe in God? Yeah, of course I believe in God. Humitzad shtei tamim, there are two reasons for this condition. One, lefisha mazalayu chozi, because the mazel, the subconscious, the soul of the Jewish people sees it. And this is the story with Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, where the Gemara talks about the Daniel story. And it says that the people with Daniel did not see, but their soul saw, their subconscious saw. The Hanashama Shalamaila, the soul above, Roes sees Alakus godliness, Re'iya Shalamaila Misechel, because seeing godliness, vision is much higher than understanding. You know, the expression seeing is believing. You hear something from the distance, you see something in front of you. Mezepayel, and this brings about Banashama within the soul, Shebaguf enclosed in the body, Hoamuna Belakus, the faith in God. So explanation one as to why the simplest of Jews inherently have faith in God is because it is embedded in the soul. The 8B are a secondary explanation, another explanation, Deshadesh Hoamuna, that the root source of faith, he comes, may etzem aneshama, from the essence of the soul, shalamayla mimazle chozi, which is even higher than the subconscious of the soul. The fact that the essence of the soul is bound to God, he is kashrus atzmi, is the highest level of the soul, is the essence, and it is innately bound to God, sheina tluya b'siba, not dependent upon a secondary cause. Gam loy binyan horiyo shalamayla miseichel, also not dependent upon seeing. Now, the explanation here is that the soul has five names. If you ever notice, I'm sure you have, that when somebody is leading the service in memory of someone who's Yahrzeit or they're observing or during the 11 months of Kaddish, they have five candles burning. The five candles represent the five levels of the soul. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, the three lower levels are the lower levels of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Nefesh, powering the action of man. Ruach, powering the emotion of man. Neshama, powering the intellect of man. These are the parts of the soul that are internalized within the body. Then there are two higher parts, Chaya and Yechida, which hover above. And that's the essence soul, the soul on high. Therefore, the soul refers to the lower levels of the soul. The Nefesh, the Ruach, the Neshama. The higher levels are the Chaya Yechida. The essence. And the essence doesn't have to have a rational explanation for what it does. The highest of the three levels internalized within the body is Neshama, intellect. Intellectually, self-sacrifice makes no sense. Self-sacrifice is higher than intellect, rooted in Chaya and even Yechida. The expression in the Hashinus, Yechida liyachdoch, which is the idea of self-sacrifice. Okay, v'yesh leimar, perhaps it could be said, d'me hachalukim, one of the differences, shebein shnei abiyurim, between the two explanations, ho'inyonim, the ideas, who, diho emuna, b'anashama, amelu beshes, baguf, habo, meiriyas, anashama, shalamayla, hibibchines makiv, the faith that exists in the soul, as it is enclosed in the body, which comes from the soul, as it is on high, is only hovering and encompassing, not internalized, the kibun shanashoma shalamayla, because the soul, as it is on high, he lamayla meyaslapshus, is at a much higher level than possible enclosement in the body. Lachain, therefore, pu'ulasa, its action, its activity, banashoma, its manifestation in the soul, amalabeshes baguf, as it is enclosed in the body, b'pchinas makif, can only be a level of hovering. But in order that she'amuna, that the faith, banasham amalabeshes baguf, in the part of the soul that is enclosed in the body, tia b'pnimi, should be internalized, hu'ayidei gilui, it's through the revelation of ayiskashris atzmis, of the essential bond, the etzem anasham, of the essence soul. Ki etzem anashama, because the essence soul, etzem shal anashama, is the essence of the soul, hamalubash beguf, enclosed in the body. It's not the higher part. V'lochein, therefore, ho emuna, the faith, dehanashama, of the soul, hamalubash, as it is enclosed by haguf in the body, shemetzad etzem anashama, because of the essence soul, he bepnimiyusa, because it's the part that is internalized in the body, it could now be internalized and consciously felt within the person, whereas earlier the hovering can only be felt in an abstract sense. Mapizeh, and therefore, based on the above, according to this, yesh levaya, we can explain, kesher, the connection, o inyonim, of the ideas, sheba ha-maimer, in the discourse. Sheho inyin, the kosis lamboer, the idea of being crushed, bringing about illumination, bo comes behemshach, as a flow, the beer to the explanation, or union of the idea, the Raya Mehemna, of the faithful shepherd. He says, Shemei Shazon, Omefarnes Eso Amuna, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of the Jewish people, sustains and feeds every Jew with faith, Shetia Bipnimis, it should be internalized, Hoayideshu Megales Etzem Anashama. It's Moshe who has to reveal within us, and the Moshe of every generation has to reveal within us the essence of the soul. Shalamayla mimaz lechozi, which is much higher than the subconscious, higher part of the soul. Mo'er shalamayla me'er, luminary, greater than illumination. Omasher kosev, the fact that the verse says that the oil comes about through kosis, broken, crushed, la moer, for illumination. Omevayer ba'amayimri, explains in the discourse, shabirdei la'agia la'amoer, that in order to reach the luminary, it's the crushing which the Jewish people experience in the difficult days of exile, who is ki iker, the mainstay, in bold. Hagilui of revelation, the etzem anasham of the essence of the soul, which is mo'er, which is luminary, who be'inyan amesiras nefesh, is where a Jew can literally give his life away. She'ikari hu bezman hagolus. When does a Jew have to give his life away? By and large, only during the time of exile. Kidalekamon, as we will explain further on. By the way, the Rebbe explained, based upon this teaching, that when the Jewish people in the 1927 Russia, when the Hasidim, when the disciples of the previous Rebbe in the 1927 Russia, when they wanted to follow the dictates of the previous Rebbe, they literally had to be prepared to lose their life. And many did. The reason Judaism survived in the former Soviet Union was because of these brave souls. Because they just kept going. Mesiras nefesh means ready to sacrifice our soul. Said the Rebbe, in our generation, we don't need that. In our generation, by and large, no one's asking us to sacrifice our soul. No one's asking us to give our life away. In our generation, we need mesiras nefesh, mesiras rotzon. The word nefesh is another word for will. We need to devote our will to God. We need to mesiras, to convey, to hand over our will, our desires. We have to act in a godly way. We have to say, I'm in the program. And this is what the Rebbe demands of his shluchim in this generation. The O'inyan, who the idea is, the Zesho Amuna, we're now beginning chapter 6. The O'inyan, who the idea is, the Zesho Amuna, the Yisraeli Ba'ifin Shumesa Nefesh, Nafshi Alzeh, the fact that faith is contained within each and every Jew, to the extent that he's prepared to give his life away, who be ikir, it is primarily beho amuna shemitzaretz amana shama, rooted in the faith that is rooted in the essence soul. Deho amuna mitzad zeh shureya, because the faith of the lower part, that part which he's conscious of, mazli chozi, his soul sees, agam she betake of godly, even though it's very powerful, ki yudu, as we know, di hahis amsus shemitzadariya, the truth that comes apart within a human being. When he sees something, he is amsus gedeila b'yeis, it is a much greater realization of truth. Seeing is believing. Ripley's believe it or not. Mikol mokim, nevertheless, kivan shohamuna shalai, being that his faith, he is rooted, mitzat siba, because of a cause, mitzat zeh shiroya, because he sees something, ve'enak shurim etzim etziyusay, is not connected to his essence being, enu mucha shiyim shenaf shalza, it's not necessarily so that he will give his life away, he can, but he might not. Zeh shiramun adi Yisrael, the fact that the faith within a Jew, he ba'efin is in a manner, shumayser nafshi alzeh, that he gives his life away for this, who it is, mipnei, because, shiramun abelukus, because faith in God, he ha'etzem shalei is his essence. V'lochein, and therefore, he efshir klal shiyich parchas v'sholem. It's not even possible that he will deny. V'apizeh yesh levayer mashakosa bahamayim, but according to this we can explain that which is written in the discourse. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is the faithful shepherd, he feeds and sustains this faith, hugam, not is not only an application which existed in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, but Manegeya L'Rei Yisrael, it exists within the shepherds of Israel, Shabachol, there in every ensuing generation. Ispashtusa, that which we talked about, the offshoot, the flow. The Moshe of Moshe Rabbeinu Shebechol Doro, which exists in every generation, as the Zohar says. Sheheim, it is these leaders, these shepherds, Mechaskim, strengthen and fortify, Eso Amun of the faith, the Yisrael of every Jew. Sheyamdu, they should have the strength, the fortification, the courage, to stand tall, B'mesidas Nefesh, with self-sacrifice, b'kiyum, and the fulfillment, ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvahs, of Torah and mitzvahs. The lechayt, at first glance, zeshe Moshe zonu, mefarnes esu amunah. The fact that Moshe feeds and sustains faith, who can avoid, b'kama mekaymes, as explained in various places, v'gam b'maymer z'atzmai, and also in this discourse of 1927, a'idei shemashpia li Yisrael, because Moshe causes das, the idea of das, knowledge, to flow to the Jewish people. What kind of knowledge? Belakus, in godliness. Moshe conveys godly knowledge. The leader of every generation conveys to the Jewish people godly knowledge. Shayidezeh, through this, bo'amunah b'pnimius. It is the knowledge of godliness that brings about the faith in an internalized manner. The fact that shepherds of Israel in every generation mechaskim strengthen o'amunah the faith, hamavur b'maimerzeh, as is explained in this 1927 discourse, who, that is the cause, sho'amunah, of the fact that faith, the Yisrael of the Jewish people, tia will be ba'efen in a manner of mesiras, of the mesiras nefesh, of mesiras nefesh. And this knowledge of godliness, this is the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu teaching the Jewish people godliness, of a Rebbe teaching and conveying to his chassidim chassidus, the central responsibility of a Rebbe. I mean, it's hard to define this, but the central act of a Rebbe is teaching Torah. Despite the fact that a Rebbe has so many jobs, and so many missions, and so many purposes, and so many causes. Primarily, what is Moshe? Rabbeinu, our teacher. What is a Rebbe? He teaches. He says chassidus. There's a beautiful story that I heard many times as a young child. My Zayde Yochanan, I had an illustrious grandfather, Rabbi Yochanan Gordon, who studied in the city of Lubavitch, in the yeshiva. He was of the elder Hasidim during the time of the passing of the previous Rebbe, and during the time of the leadership of the Rebbe. He often related that there was a Torah teacher, a mentor, a teacher of Hasidus, back in the old yeshiva system. They would refer to him by his first name, Greinim. That was his name, Greinim. He says, Greinim used to say, he says, if I'm walking, I'm taking a walk in the forest, and I suddenly stumble, and I see a corpse. And the corpse suddenly stands up on his feet. He's resurrected. Wow. There's no greater miracle than a corpse now alive and well. I will say to this resurrected corpse, if you teach Hasidus, if you teach me Torah, if you teach me the inner secrets of the knowledge of God, I'll follow you. If you don't, have a wonderful day. In other words, miracles are very impressive. But I need a Torah teacher. I need a Rebbe to teach me godliness. This is the story that Rabbi Yochanan Gordon would tell, quoting Greinim, quoting the great Hasidus teacher Greinim. V'al pi anisker le'el yesh leimer. According to what we learned earlier, we can say she'iker, that the main, in bold, ha'inyan idea, that I am mehemna of the faithful shepherd, huzeh is the one shuzon mefarneses o'amuna atzma, who feeds and sustains faith itself. Sheho amuna, that faith, tia should be, leirak kemeshi mitzad agiluyim, not only as it is in the revealed state, mitzad zesh anashoma shalomayla roya lakus, from the fact that the soul in heaven on high sees godliness, ele mitzad etzam anashoma, but the essence of the soul itself. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu and the leader of every generation has the ability to draw down the flow of faith in an internalized manner, bidas, in knowledge, vasog, and comprehension, who is teitzah, in bold, an outgrowth, an outflow, a result, shuzon, from the fact that he feeds, umaparnas, and sustains and feeds us, ho'amunah, the faith, atzmo itself, hamshochas, the flow, begili, and revelation, ho'emunah, of faith, k'meishihi, as it is, mitzat etzam anashoma, in the essence soul, u'kenisker le'el, as mentioned earlier, sifhei, chapter 5, paragraph 5, the hamshochas, ho'amunah, that the flow of faith, bipnimius, in an internalized manner, bedas, in knowledge, ho'ayidei gilui, Hahiskashrus atzmis de etzem anashome is through revealing the essential bond of the essential soul. Vapize yeshleimer. Therefore, it stands to reason that we can say de boze, that in this factor, shebahadeires, that in the generations, shehutzrechuhu needed, lemesiras nefesh b'payel, to actually give their lives away. Chizku rei Yisrael, the shepherds of Israel, fortified. Ispashtusa de Moshe, those who are the outgrowth and outflow of Moshe. In every generation, Asu Amun of the faith, the Yisrael within the Jewish people, Shatia, that it should be Mesiras Nefesh in a state of self-sacrifice. Nizgala ho'inyin, deraya mehemna, be'inyin zeh. And in that way, the idea of the shepherd of faith is revealed in the ensuing generations by those leaders of times who needed Mesiras Nefesh. A yeser mi b'meisha atzmei, more than in Moshe himself. You know, it's interesting. In Moshe Rabbeinu's time, the Jewish people didn't need to sacrifice their lives. The Jewish people in the desert had everything they needed. They came to Israel, and supernaturally they won the wars. They just had to listen to God. The idea of self-sacrifice was in other generations, certainly in the generation of 1927. And it's amazing, as I explained in my introduction to part one, the previous Rebbe was told by those in the know, please do not go to the synagogue in Moscow on Purim Katan, on the minor Purim. Please don't speak. We happen to know that there are KGB spies there. Do not go. And if you go, speak about abstract ideas. Don't speak about doing illegal activities. And the previous Rebbe went, and not only did he speak, but he spoke an historically famous discourse upon which this discourse is based. He said, guys, do it. It's going to cost you your lives, so be it. And 4 months later, to the day, they arrested him. And they wanted to kill him. And miraculously, he survived. The whole Yud Beis Thomas story. Iker his galusa, the main revelation comes, he mesiras nefesh b'poyel, in the actual giving away of one's life, the actual self-sacrifice. Chapter 7. V'hine yedua, it's well known, shamesiras nefesh b'poyel, that actual self-sacrifice, al teiro mitzvahs for Torah, and its commandments, shall call Yisrael of the Jewish people. When were the Jewish people collectively ready to give their lives away? Ha'isa b'purim was purim. Bizman gzeidos Haman, at the time of the decree of Haman. That was the one time that every single Jewish man, woman, and child was ready to give their life away. Literally. Shamasiris nefesh, the Hanukkah, the Hanukkah story also contained within it elements of self-sacrifice. Bizman gzeidos Yavon, during the time of the Syrian Greek persecution. Haisabiker was, however, primarily b'matisyo, one of, with Mattathias, Matisyo, and his sons, the Hasmoneans, the Hashmonaim. Vamesiras nefesh bisman gzeidos haman, but the self-sacrifice that the Jewish people were prepared to experience during the time of the decree of Haman, Haisa was bechol Yisrael, every single Jew. According to this, we need to explain. We can't explain that which is explained in the previous Rebbe's 1927 discourse. Mi medrash, from the medrash. What does the previous Rebbe bring down? The previous Rebbe in this discourse actually says the following words. Mordechai in his generation was equal Pasqual, was the same as Moshe Rabbeinu in his generation. Mordechai was Moshe Rabbeinu in his time. Dagam sheis pashtusa demeshehu b'chol der. Even though there is an outgrowth, an outflow, a spark of Moshe clothing itself in a leader in every generation. Mikol mokim, nevertheless, isa b'medrash, it says in the medrash, shem Mordechai dafke, that necessarily Mordechai, hayashokol b'deire, was equal in weight. Was equal to Moshe, Kimoshe Bidoro. In other words, the Medrash could have said this about a lot of leaders. The fact is, the Medrash says it about Mordechai. This was the generation of self-sacrifice. Yesh leimar, and we can say, Shahamai leis de Mordechai Yehudi. What was the special, unique quality of Mordechai, the Yehudi? Again, as mentioned over and over again, Yehudi means he publicly declares there is a God. Who was the faithful shepherd, Begili, in a very revealed way, shall call Yisrael Shebedere, of every Jew in his generation. You know, we have to understand that there were many leaders in the time of Mordechai. Mordechai, at a certain point in time, was one of the members of the Sanhedrin. But there were 69 other members of the Sanhedrin. Bedugmas Meshe, Mordechai was like Moshe, Raya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd, Shehimshich, who caused Das, godly knowledge, to flow, L'chol Yisrael, to every single Jew, Shebedere, in his generation. Kemuvan Gamizeh, as we understand as well, Shedere Shomesha, that the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Anshe Dere, all the people of his generation, Nikro Deir Deya, are called people of great knowledge, the generation of the desert, who were sustained by the manna from heaven and who experienced miracles. They are known as a generation of great knowledge. Their godly knowledge was not surpassed by the godly knowledge of any other generation. You know, we look at the generation of the desert, and we see their rebellion, and we look at them that they were just a bunch of simpletons. On the contrary, they were very great people. The greater we are, the greater you are, the harder you fall. Their trials and tribulations were parallel to their greatness. So what was that generation known as? Deir Deya, generation of knowledge, godly knowledge. Ela Shemesha, I think we're here. Ela Shebemesha, with Moshe, Hayagilu Yin Yazeh, the revelation of this level. Shehuraya Mehemda, the Chol Yisrael, who was the faithful shepherd of all Israel, Ayidei, this came via Shehimshich Das, Achal Anshe Deire, Moshe, passed down knowledge to all of his generation. What was Moshe's deal every day? He taught Torah. He woke up in the morning and taught Torah every day. Mordechai, with Mordechai, Hayagilu Yinyan Zed, the revelation of this leadership, Ayidei Shegila Keach HaMesiris Nefesh, Shebachal Anshe Deire, he revealed the potential strength for self-sacrifice to every member of his generation. The fact of the matter is, you had a whole generation of Jews, men, women, and children, who for about a year stood with self-sacrifice until the great Purim miracle happened. V'yashleimar, now the Rebbe adds and says, perhaps we can say, it can be said, which means this is the Rebbe statement, Da'yidei shemevi ba'amaymer, via, through the fact that the previous Rebbe quotes in his 1927 discourse, Masha Kosa B'Medrash, that which it says in the Medrash, Shemordechai B'Deire, that Mordechai in his generation, Hayoshokel, was equal, Kimoshe B'Doro, to Moshe in his generation. Who was Moshe? The leader, the shepherd of his generation. The previous Rebbe brings this from the Medrash in his 1927 discourse, Ayidei Zeh, perhaps, says the Rebbe, we can say, it can be said that through this act of mentioning this in his discourse, Posak Bal HaMaimer, the author of this statement, made a ruling, so to speak, Es Hadin, this application, Al Atzmei, upon himself. Perhaps the Rebbe, in these dark, dark days of Moscow 1927, when his students are being arrested left and right, and he himself was arrested as a result of this declaration, perhaps he's saying that he is the leader in his generation. Shuaraya Mehemda, that he is in a revealed way the one who shepherds and sustains the faith of the Jewish people, shall call Anshe Hader, of all of the members of his generation. And as I have explained to our congregation here in Encino, to our community many, many times, that I saw this personally, because when the previous Rebbe arrived broken in a wheelchair in 1940 on the shores of these United States, he inspired my mother of blessed memory, who was 15 years old at the time, And my father, a blessed memory, who was 19 years old at the time. And they said, that's it, we're in the army. We'll go wherever you send us. And that was their mindset. So that the previous Rebbe was the leader of his generation, whether it was in Moscow in 1927 or in America when he decided to send my parents, newlyweds, to Springfield, Massachusetts. What did the previous Rebbe lose in Springfield, Massachusetts? To Newark, New Jersey, when the Rebbe sent people all over the world. Today there are shluchim in places we can't pronounce. Because they are the shepherds of their generation, says the Rebbe in his 1981 discourse. Because that's when this discourse was said. That the fact that the previous Rebbe in 1927 quoted this medrash that Mordechai was the leader of his generation, he's alluding to the fact that he is also the shepherd of his generation. Okay, Ches, do we have in our copies paragraph 8? Chapter 8, V'al Pizeh, in today's segment we're going to do chapter 8, and then we'll conclude in a later segment. V'al Pizeh, Yesh Levayer, now we can explain. Based on this, Kesher, the connection, V'seder, in the order, Ho'inyono of the ideas, Bahamayimer, in the discourse, B'bir, in the explanation, Ha'posik, of this verse, V'ato titzav, and you shall command. Because if you remember, the Rebbe's 1981 discourse, published and distributed in 1992, the last discourse the Rebbe published and distributed, begins with the words, V'ato titzav, and you shall command. Shabbat chilam avaya, first he explains, Es ha-pirush, the meaning, the V'ato titzav. The previous Rebbe also quotes V'ata Tetzaveh in his 1927 discourse. The meaning of these words, and you shall command as B'nai Yisrael, Shemesha, that Moshe, you, who does you refer to? Moshe, who Mekasher, he connect, he binds, or Mechaber, he causes a bond and a connection, he binds and connects as B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel, the Jewish people, Im Ein Sof, with the infinite God, Aideh, through the fact, Shuzon, that he sustains umafarnas and feeds Esu Amuna. He shepherds faith. Olachazen, following this Mavari, explains Shagamre Yisrael, that even the shepherds of Israel shall behold there in every generation, Ispashtuso, which is the outflow, the offshoot of Moshe, Mechazkim, strengthen and fortify Esu Amuna, the faith, the Israel of every Jew, Okamei, like Mordechai, who was, like Mordechai of the Purim story, who was Moshe Shebedoro, the Moshe of his generation, Shechizak, who fortified and strengthened us, Amunosam, the faith, Shal Yisrael of Israel, of every Jew, Lamed Chazak, to stand strong, to stand firm, Belimud, in a continuing the study, HaTorah of Torah, Bekiyim HaMitzvos, and the fulfillment of Mitzvos. Because by violating the decrees of Haman, who prohibited Torah study, who prohibited certain mitzvahs, one could lose his life. Mordechai said, do it anyway. And an entire generation of Jews stood ready to give their lives up. Following that, he explains in the 1927 discourse, HaPirush, the meaning, because it's crushed, that the olive is crushed, Lamoyer, for illumination, Shebeposik, within the verse, V'ata Tetzaveh, and you shall command, Shemedaber L'cheder B'mesha Atzmei, this verse talks about Moshe, Kizeh Shemoshe Megala B'chines HaMoyer D'Yisrael, the fact that Moshe is the one who reveals the luminary within each and every Jew. What's the luminary within each and every Jew? We talked about this earlier, Etzem HaNeshama, the essence of the soul, who be Yikiris primarily, Ayideh, via, through, ispashtusa delay, through his outflow, through his growth, his outgrowth, shebizmana golos, the fact that Moshe has an offshoot in every generation, causes crushed, she'eru b'Yisrael, because in every generation, the leader of the generation awakens within the Jewish people, kayach, the power, the strength, the potential of Mesiras Nefesh Shalahem, of their self-sacrifice. That was the previous Rebbe in Russia. Shayidei Zehu Ikur Gilui Etzem HaNeshama. This brought about the mainstay of the revelation of the essence of the soul, mo'er luminary. Now he says in the closing paragraph of chapter 8, Vitzarech Lahavin, we need to understand, according to the above mentioned explanation, ha'in, the idea, dechosis la'mo'er, of being crushed for luminary, to become a luminary, shayach levata tetzabes b'nei Yisrael, that's connected to, quote, and unquote, you shall command the children of Israel, ozesh shamesha, to the fact that Moshe, v'ispashtusa delay, and the offshoot of Moshe in every generation, shabachol der in every generation, mekashrim bind, or mechabrim and connect as Yisrael, every Jew im er, ein sof, with the infinite energy of Hashem, or ba'kosif nemar, but in the verse it says, kosis, crushed, la mo'er, for illumination, behemshach, as an outflow, l'viyikhoelech, Hashem b'zayas, that you shall take to you, pure olive oil, Hashem b'zayas zoch, Moshe, de'inyin, v'yikru elecha, the idea of you shall take to you, she Yisrael mevi'im shem elamesha, as we talked in part one, where it implies that the Jewish people bring the oil to Moshe, who she Yisrael mesifim tesvus er b'mesha, that the Jewish people actually, believe it or not, contribute energy and light to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kimuva as rock le'el earlier, sif beis in chapter 2, May Hamaimer of the discourse. We'll pause here, and we will, with God's help, pick up in part 3.